Excellency, President Laura Chinchilla, Monsieur le Président Mamadou Issoufou, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's my personal pleasure to inaugurate this 2011 version of the WTO Public Forum, our annual rendezvous with civil society and the public. This year's forum is entitled Seeking Answers to Global Trade Challenges, and I must express my joy at your presence this year in such large numbers. Nearly 1,500 participants have registered this year from all spectrums of society. The vast majority of you are from NGOs, others from academia, from business. Other international organizations are present too, and so are many parliamentarians and journalists. And the very rich program that we have before us, and which you yourselves have mounted in reflection of your concerns, stands as a testimony to the continued relevance of the World Trade Organization to today's world. Your sessions, the ones you have mounted, span topics as diverse as trade and climate change, new patterns of world trade, trade and health, regionalism, and I think these programs reflect your sense of ownership of our system, a sense which we in the WTO Secretariat and WTO members will be trying to reinforce in the coming days. As we all know, unfortunately, the world is going through a turbulent period. We are witnessing a food crisis in many places of this planet. The economies in many parts of the world are not growing at a pace sufficient to achieve the fiscal consolidation needed after the measures taken during the financial crisis. In other parts of the world, the pace of growth is raising concerns about its ecological or social sustainability. Unemployment remains far too high, and its painful consequences are fueling isolationist tendencies. We recently have seen regime changes in many parts of the Arab world. Now, this is the background for this year's public forum, a world in need of compass, and a world in need of more and better global cooperation. And we in the World Trade Organization are not immune to this. The multilateral trading system has gone through its most serious stress since its creation. And it has so far successfully helped countries navigate during the worst of the recent economic crisis. But resisting cannot be enough. We still need to build a stronger global trading system to face the challenges ahead of us, and development remains one of these main challenges. And to build this, we need to have a shared sense of objectives, direction. What do we want from the system for the future? What do you want from the system for the future? And this is where this public forum has a crucial role to play. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Her Excellency President Laura Chinchilla of Costa Rica will be delivering today's openness address. Why Costa Rica? I think because Costa Rica represents one of the most open nations in the world, one that has successfully used trade as an engine for growth, one that has found the answer to this question of how do we positively open to the world. And also one that aims to become the world's first carbon neutral economy, which is one of the topics you will be dealing with during these 2 days. So, Mrs. President, I'm certain that the audience is looking forward to your address as much as I am. The floor is yours, Madam President.